In honor of Mr. Cabot's 34 years here at Mount Vernon Township High School, we're sitting down today and asking him a few questions.
Okay.
How many years have you been teaching agriculture?
34 years at Mount Vernon High School. That's after I came from student teaching over at Pingaville High School and after SAU Carbondale and Red Lake College. And when I started, I guess, at high school at Waltonville.
And have you always led the FFA as well?
Yeah, the FFA has been part of the integral part of the ag program. So I've been doing that with the FFA with the agriculture. So the kids would learn in a class agriculture, then I would compete with other schools and see what they learned in the FFA.
Fantastic. How did you decide to become an ag teacher in the beginning?
Well, I guess it's a long story. I think I wanted to serve people. It goes back to, I guess, first grade, I got to serve mass and see Jesus on a cross. Or I wanted to maybe do something with church. And I thought, well, later on, I might maybe want to be a teacher. Then I want to be a farmer. And then finally, it went on to my sophomore year at Renlay College. And I was the last one to leave the diesel lab. And Doug Leek made a comment. He said, you know, what are you going to do with your life? I said, I'm going to animal science, get my degree at SIU. He said, well, you need to be an ag teacher. And Doug never said anything serious, a great guy. And so when I walked out of that room, he said, you know, you're halfway smart, you like people, you're good with people, you need to be a teacher. And you can, you know, I said, I walked out shaking. I said, and I got to my car and I was still shaking. And I just knew God talked to me through Doug Leek. And it's like, I couldn't drive across Rim Lake to Cesar, to Sheller, to go back home. Because I was shaking. It was just a God moment, I guess. But at that point, I told Mom and Dad, I said, you're a teacher. Dad, you're a farmer. I'll be an ag teacher. So that's kind of the way it came about, that sophomore year at Renlay College.
Fantastic. So are you happy that that's the direction that your life took?
I couldn't have done any better. I mean, I've been able to travel a lot with the ag teachers, be an officer with them. Had a week in the summer, I could go with my family different places. But more than that, I've been able to help so many people in the ag department and, you know, other people in the high school, teach about agriculture and get people to stay in the ag industry. I would also say that as being an ag teacher, you're able to be in the community and do like 40-some community service activities. If you become an ag teacher, you can become one of the most respected people in your community if you do what you're supposed to do.
What percentage of students here at Mount Vernon High take ag classes?
Well, we're up to somewhere usually between 220 and 290, which if there's, you know, 1,200 kids or 1,400, somewhere in there, we're in around 15% or so. And that's pretty good because the state as a whole only gets 5% of the kids in ag programs. And the problem with that is we don't have enough ag teachers. We don't have enough ag teachers to go around our 700 schools, so we only have about half those schools teaching ag. And then another problem is a lot of kids don't live on a farm, and other kids don't think I can be an ag because I don't live on a farm. That's a falsehood, you know. In Illinois, in Mount Vernon, and in the United States, about 8 out of 100 kids live on a farm. 92 do not.
So would you say the majority of your kids do not come from a farm background?
No, I'd say 20 to 25 live on a farm. Another 45%, so maybe 90 or so to 100 live in the rural areas. And then you've got about 90 to 100 that live in town.
Would you encourage all students to be an FFA?
Well, I just think the FFA allows, if the ag teacher's doing a good job with it, staying after school until 5 or 6 every night, and you're working with those kids, they're getting ready for competitions, they're becoming like a gifted program, getting smarter all the time. And my kids went to Little Waltonville FFA, and they got to have an interview in front of people. Like one of them got like 11 or 12 times, one got 15, and one got like 19 times in interviewing with their record book, record-keeping skills, with their public speaking, parliamentary procedures. So, I mean, you go out of high school with a lot of skills if you get that FFA experience, after-school experience, and before school.
So you came to Mount Vernon High 34 years ago.
Yeah.
What made you stay?
Well, I was going to leave a couple of times. I've been offered like 3 or 4 times at Renlake and 3 or 4 times at Nashville High School. Those are kind of my dream places to be. And my dad put me in the order. He said, you know, everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And we get over there and it's dead and burn up like this side of the fence. So just make your grass green around you. And I've always taken that to heart. So I just said, hey, I need to stay here. And I thought, well, if I keep all my experiences in one place, it'll be real, you know, real, real rewarding to keep them all in one place and see what happens.
Would you encourage other people to go into ag ed?
Ag ed, you know, all of ag is 300 careers. Ag ed is just one of those 300. But, you know, I could take that ag ed degree and teach and make the most impact of students in the future, or I could go be a banker and do that, or be an insurance. So that degree in ag education, which mine was 2 years at Renlay, 2 years at SIU Carbondale, and that can help you get almost any job you want. So yeah, I would encourage it, and we definitely need ag teachers. And about, if you get done with that four-year degree, about half of them teach and half of them go into industry with seed, feed, fertilizer, chemical, banking, insurance. They jump in other places if they can't handle the students and put up with any discipline or whatever.
Something you're known for here is your many, many, many activities, weekends, nights. Yeah. I don't think there's hardly a weekend or a night that goes by that there isn't some type of activity. Tell me about a little bit about those and how you get your kids to show up to all of those.
Well, practicing is always the hardest, getting kids to come in, but just like basketball practice or practicing for the play or music or art, you know, you got to get them to come in. And so you say, we need to practice 3 out of 5 days. And so they come in until 4:30 or 5. But we do go a lot of different activities. We always say 280 activities in 180 days. So we got 2 up to 5 activities in 1 day. And then a lot of it goes on during the summer too. But it's taken a lot of time from family, but my family's been invited. Many times they've gone with me when they were little kids, but they participated too. So you got to balance the family and the FFA kids or just any student. And it's just been tough going all the time.
In all of these 34 years, what's some of your proudest accomplishments?
Well, I'd say first of all with the students would be number one. I mean, I had some kids that were very, very abused, and they took an FFA and they'd come after school and work with me, and it took 2 or 3 years and they developed into, I can't mention names, but really good jobs they have right now. They're 30, 40 years old and they're doing really well and making a lot more money than I do teaching. And they're doing, those are my highlights, seeing kids learn something in a mechanic shop or an animal science, plant science, ag business, and just seeing them really do well. I'd say the kids would be the most. I mean, we were able to get a new National Faith Center, which we got the middle brick in there because we put so much money in Indianapolis when they moved from George Washington's home place, our patron saint, George Washington FFA. They moved from Mount Vernon, Virginia, and Alexandria to Indianapolis. So we had a big part in that in 91 and 92. And then I was president of the ag teachers in 97 and 98. I and Bill Kittinger at El Dorado and Stan Teffer at Lanark at Eastland High School said we need a new FFA center. So we toured all these places in Central Illinois and got $1.4 million, and it took 5 years to get donations to pay for it, but it was a big chance. And the last one probably be when Dr. Smith, our superintendent, called me in the office and said, you want a greenhouse at the new high school? And I said, well, what do we got to do? He said, raise $50,000. And then after about 6 months, he saw we got to $50,000, won $75,000. And then he found a donor with Community First Bank, and they donated $75,000. So we ended up getting 168 people to donate $178,000. And that money was a big portion of that greenhouse, which will be there for many years to come.
And what did we name that greenhouse?
Well, Community First Bank decided to name it after me, I guess.
And it's a pretty fantastic greenhouse. Everyone sees you every morning, up and down the hallways. You make your rounds. There's never a day that you don't have a smile on your face and you're excited to be here. How do you manage to show up every day with that type of attitude and outlook?
Well, I relate everything to God and faith. You know, God wants us to be on this earth not to complain, but to be happy. So, I mean, my goal is, you know, wake up in the morning. That's the hardest part. Get on your feet on the ground and start walking to the bathroom and throw water in your face. And I say, thank God I'm the 4% that were dropped in the United States of America. I could have been in any other country with no food, with a warlike situation. And I get to be in the United States. And I think all day, that first half an hour, hey, I'm living in the USA and I can do anything I want to do. And we can feel sorry for ourselves, but we have to thank God that we're here. And we got to think, well, 10 to 20% of my day is going to be my trial for today, but most of the day is going to go pretty good. And I just want to see the young people smile. If I can get one smile, that's worth my day. And a lot of them aren't in my class. I go around saying hi and shaking hands, and that means everything to me. That's more than teaching to me if I can just do that, you know. But just having a good faith in God and saying, we're not here very long. We got to do it right today. Right. Today's our last day here on earth.
So what do you think has helped you be the fantastic ag teacher that you've been?
Yes. Well, family. My mom and dad doing all the work at home. We got the hog operation, the cattle operation. We got the, you know, 750 acres of ground. They do a lot at home. My wife and 3 kids, they've done a lot. Now they're gone. But my wife's always supported me. in that she'll help me make lunch. She'll be there in the evening. She does get mad at me being gone. So that's been a part of it. The IEVAT, the Ag Teacher Association, training us every summer and during the three or four times during the year. Always trying to keep updated with the 300 ag careers, what we could teach differently. I just like a challenge every day. So I try to teach better every time. Every year I said, I've got to do this different because I think I messed up last year and they didn't learn it very well. So I'm always challenging myself to be better than the year before. And sometimes it doesn't work. But at least, you know, trying to do something a little bit different. What else could I say? I mean, I'm just motivated to do my best every day. I mean, I want to be the best teacher that I can today. And even on my bad days, they always say, on your worst day, you're still the best hope for that kid. So even on a bad day, you know, and I used to get real angry once in a while, and I heard a speaker say, anger is like a wet diaper. You're the only one that feels it. So when I get mad, I said, I got a wet diaper on, you know. I need to get rid of that and settle down a little bit. So when I get upset because they're not cleaning up or doing what they need to do, just throw away that wet diaper.
What would you like to say to the students that you won't maybe get to talk to next year? What parting words do you want to leave?
I just always be kind to people. Love your enemies, because there should, you know, if somebody you don't like, you gotta love them. Look for Jesus everywhere. Jesus in the least of my people. I mean, I just want to say that I'm there for them, and I'm always there to help them. And that's what I want to leave in parting words, and said, and always try to do your best, because there's no need not to do best if you live here in the USA. I believe in as an ag teacher, but I know my daughter's a first-year ag teacher at Hamilton County. I've got one of my good students going to be a first-year teacher at Odin High School. A good friend of mine, good friend of my daughter's, and maybe someday will get married, is new ag teacher at Cesar. So I can still farm and leave by 12:30 and still help them out and still help out on the farm when my mom and dad can't do it anymore, because they've done it all the way to 80. So now it's my time to pick up at home to keep the farm going, because I won't get rid of the animals. But they'll always be there. You know, there'll be a lot of them too. So make sure they have a better life too. So that's kind of the story I like to say.
All right. Well, it's been an honor to work with you, alongside you. It's been fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much.